Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is found in Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 27 through 31.
Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administrating, and various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the higher gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way.
Now today's devotional reflection. In 1 Corinthians 12:27, Paul the Apostle makes a statement. Paul states that we are members individually in the body of Christ. Paul continues by asking a series of questions. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? Then the chapter closes with Paul saying, I want to show you a more excellent way. See, if the spiritual gifts Paul addresses are God's bricks, there is a mortar that holds the gifts together. Most people understand that 1 Corinthians 13 is the love chapter. Many in the Western Church have erroneously concluded that theology and love do not mix. On the other hand, God has established that the two are not to be separated. The fact is, Scripture states, to the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands, I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Revelation 2:1-4. Dr. Harold Willington writes, theology without love leads to dead orthodoxy. Love without theology leads to outright heresy. If we only read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we might always wonder, what is the more excellent way? Chapter 13 reveals that love is the more excellent way. But earnestly desire the higher gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. Yes, love is the more excellent way. We will pick up with this thought next time on Devotional Reflection. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.